I don't know if you guys were paying attention last week, but we said that we're going to take it all the way back. And this is how we're going to be doing it. Weave is here with me today, and we're taking over the next 3 hours.
Yeah, three straight hours of nothing but music from 2004.
From 2004.
So we're going to actually have a guest later on tonight as well. DJ alumnus and what we would call aficionado of music of the aughts, DJ LK, is going to be stopping in. And she's going to be spinning a bunch of tunes. I'm going to be spinning. I got like a local set coming up in about a half an hour and stuff. So, you know, get your PBR and your Red Bull ready and it will be great.
Stuff that's very off its era. But yeah. I think we're going to start off with some of the big hitters of the night just to like start off with energy, right?
Yeah.
So I think Franz Ferdinand, great place to start it off with a lot of energy. If you're tuning in, just like get up and start dancing because this is going to be a track you'll enjoy. We'll have some Franz Ferdinand, some Killers. We'll keep the energy going. Here it comes, Doubts of Pleasure by Franz Ferdinand.
Thank you. it because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Well, it's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Long brown hair, she's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
If you're just tuning in a little bit later than 8 o'clock, we've been doing, we've taken over the airwaves, Weave and I, and DJ LK will be joining us later on in, I think in a couple of hours. And we are doing a whole 3 hour run of just music from 2004. And we had a little bit of Franz Ferdinand, Killers, everything's going well. We've got the kind of like garage rock revival, indie rock thing going on. And then comes on Jet. Now I know that people are quite mixed on them.
They're like the Stone Temple Pilots of garage rock, really.
So I didn't mind this song because, you know, the one thing that I feel has ruined this song and a lot of Jet's music for, and a couple of other bands for a lot of people is commercials on TV. Yeah, them getting used in a couple of commercials. And you hear it over and over again and then you're just like, I can't stand this band anymore.
Yeah, it's sort of like in that point, it was either one or two things sort of did it for you. Either your song was an annoying commercial, i.e. an iPod commercial like that, that you couldn't get away from, or if your song was used in the Friends TV show. Yeah. If it was one of the two, that sort of, that sealed the deal probably back then.
Jet had the iPod commercial, and then Jet were also in that kind of, that like AC/DC inspired bands, and I think they kind of leaned into it because they were also Australian. And you know, one person who really disliked that was this guy called Nick Sylvester, who has a wild story. So he was a writer at, unsurprisingly, Pitchfork, and he just disliked anything with guitars in it, to be honest. And he was a wild guy. His career at Pitchfork ended when he was sent by a magazine called Village Voice to go and review or like to do some interviews with some people. And he just decided to kind of, you know, naff it all off, write the review, like write the interviews completely fabricated. And then he got found out for it. He got fired from Village Voice. And there was this whole story about how he left the building, the Pitchfork offices, and then like his dog had just like done a dump right in the middle and he slipped and fell in it and stuff like that. And then there were at least two or three bands, one of whom were We Are Scientists, who wrote up a full, like they dedicated a whole page of their website to just saying specifically, we're glad that guy is gone, and a much stronger language for, well, you know, let him get out of here. So yeah, that was the end of one part of his career. And I think now he's basically, he's some sort of a like music lifestyle advisor guy, just a sort of guy in LA giving out advice based on who knows what. But he really disliked Jet. He reviewed their first album, Get Born, which was technically from 2003. But I think this like this was when it had sort of, I don't know, some albums came out a bit later in America, I think.
Yeah.
So this was sort of somewhere between 2003 and 2004, if I'm not wrong. But he gave it a 3.7, and he wrote this entire play that kind of starts with the band getting on stage and being all really cocky and being like, you know, we'll win them over, all these people. And it just kind of ends with this big, you know, disastrous show where people are kind of booing at them and, you know, chucking feces at them. And it's a long write-up that can only have been written by someone who was trying to be a playwright and failed and ended up being a music journalist.
Oh, it could have been a good show if that was true.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, outside of like, say, a Gigi Allen show, I don't, except more the fecal throwing was kind of in reverse at the Gigi Allen shows. But anyways, I digress.
Well, I thought we could only follow that up with another band that kind of had a similar love-hate relationship with people. Again, thanks to some advertisements and stuff. It's The Hives, who I'm going to go see tomorrow. I'm going to see them. They're playing in Toronto. I'm seeing them tomorrow. Very excited for that. But I just thought we'll have some Dead Code Olympics, some Metric, some Razorlight, and then we'll come back and I don't know.
Maybe. I think we're going to go all local when we come back.
Yes, yeah. Can't wait for that set. But right now, Dead Code Olympics, The Hives.
everyone's the same. Worldwide, airtight, no one's got a face left to blame. And all we get is dead disco, dead funk, dead rock and roll.
Too much.
bit of Razor Light, Golden Touch. Now, this was the song that was the big hit in the UK for them, especially. I don't know if it was the same in Canada or in the US, because everyone else I've talked to have said that the song that got really big here was a song called America, which was on the next album. But anyway, Golden Touch, Razor Light, Symmetric, and The Hives, who I'm seeing tomorrow, and I'm very excited about that. We've got a local set now, haven't we?
Yeah, so I've put together a whole set of local Kingston releases from 2004, which was very fun, very, you know, it's definitely got an emo pop punk slash thrashy sort of a vibe to it.
Works for me.
As was sort of the vibes back then, but in sort of like very tight pants at the same time.
Okay,
so it kind of, it's perfectly 2004.
What was going on in Kingston at that time, though?
So KPP was up and running, and so you had like a sort of an all ages scene at a club called the 477, which no longer exists on Princess Street, and which was like the dingiest club on earth. Like, hands
perfect
down.
For indie rock.
It was perfect. And then there was also the Scherzo as well, which is now the Iron Duke, which they used to have a lot of all ages shows back then in the day. Some really great ones.
And was it still kind of like bluesy rock and roll stuff, or very different at the time?
Very well, I mean, it was a mix of everything. But at the Scherzo, like they would put on some like pretty heavy shows, like Dillinger Escape Plan and stuff like that too. So it was kind of good times. And a lot of local bands coalesced. And also at the same time, there were sort of these local hangouts. There was a place called The Farm, which was a house that was a lot of musicians just on Highway 15. There was also another housing called The Castle, which was on Brock Street, kind of near Brock and Clergy, which was this big...
Downtown.
Yeah, downtown. It was like probably like an 8-bedroom, like whole floor of a building that like a lot of musicians lived in and rehearsed and stuff like that.
Okay, and when did all of it kind of disperse?
I don't know. I mean, it didn't really so much disperse, I think, as it just... People moved, people got jobs, and then there were other bands like I Hate Sally, who I'm going to play, who toured a lot and, you know, things like that. And people started other bands that formed out of these, like Pelt and all these other groups. So, you know, it was sort of a nice, perfect, you know, age of, you know, post-adolescent bohemia, I guess. So the five things I'm going to play, we're going to play some Liz Ticket. We're going to play some Chubby, which was Dee Prescott's band before she joined I Hate Sally. And then we're going to play something also from I Hate Sally before she was in there, their first album, Sickness of the Ages.
Okay, so before the crazy vocals came in.
Oh, no, they were still crazy then. It was Mark and Ben were kind of trading the vocals and stuff like that. And then we're going to do, even though it was a hip-hop group, Slaves of Spanky put out a thrash metal song called Dental Hygiene Man that I'm going to play as well. But to start off with, from CD, and I hope this works because this is pretty old burned CD from 20 years ago, I'm going to play License to Whore with a song, the second song on it, which is called Without You, I think is the name of it. Hold on. See, CD players are sort of, you know.
But yeah, we're keeping it all Kingston, all local.
We're keeping it local style. So yeah, song two. Oh, wait, no. Actually, I can't do song two because I have the wrong one in there. So I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play the Liz Ticket to start off with here from here. So this is from their EP, Ashes and Souls. And this is a song called Break Your Life on CFRC.
suicide, no second chance. Walk with me, troubled sense. Rigor mortis has advanced. Rotting flesh, shall we dance? Solitude, you must convey. And my orders, you will obey. You change your mind, you have no say. You chose this life full of decay. I'm alone again. Cause I'm still without you. Still without you. I can't live my life. Cause my heart's all in two. Heart's all in two.
sorts of feedback coming in for that particular song.
Yeah, that was Slaves of Spanky, who are normally a hip-hop group.
Really?
Yeah, and that was Dental Hygiene Man, their single that came out in 2004. And prior to that, because I felt it tied in well, we had I Hate Sally with Clean Up the Blood from the Sickness of the Ages album.
They actually got quite big, didn't they?
And they had their moment. They were pretty busy there for a couple years, for sure.
And I should probably explain for anyone who's tuned in expecting the regular Yellow Brick Road stuff, we've sort of taken a week-long holiday from it all. We're doing, Weave and I have just teamed up. We're doing a three-hour-long set combined show. So no kind of separate The Weave today and no separate Yellow Brick Road. We're just doing 3 hours of 2004 throwback stuff. It makes sense because it's been 20 years and we'd been listening to a full Kingston set. Who else was it? Who else did we play?
We had also in there Chubby with Totally Bitchin'. We had License to Whore with Lost Again.
And so much fun.
And started all off with Liz Ticket, Break Your Life. So yeah, all Kingstonia releases from 2004.
Busy year for Kingston, I guess.
It was steady, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go out again. We're gonna step out of Kingston for the next set. I think we have to play that, the My Chemical Romance album, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. That was a 2004 release. I'm just gonna go with my favorite song on the album. You Know What They Do to Guys Like Us in Prison. Long title and kind of the beginning, I would say, almost of like the long title, like tradition of emo almost. Anyhow, I'm going to play that song. And I think after that, I want to maybe play us a little bit of McCluskey, who are one of my favorite bands from Wales from the early to mid zeros. And this was Andrew Falkus's band, Very Angry Man in Cardiff. And I think this they had an album called McCluskey Do Dallas. That one was the Steve Albini produced album. This is their 2004 album. The difference between me and you is that I'm not on fire. And, you know, if you like what you're hearing, you've got to check out the other stuff they do because they are they're incredible, incredibly angry and incredible at doing what they do. Just like really sarcastic, sardonic kind of punk rock stuff. I think they're kind of back. They're sort of back in some reincarnation. They've also had a couple of scuffles, interband scuffles, where I think Falco doesn't like their drummer. So they've had a couple of changes and stuff. And they've had a few other members from the kind of Zeros Cardiff music scene joining them. I think I'm going to play us the song She Will Only Bring You Happiness. I do like that one. And then we'll see where we go from there. We might go heavier. We might go softer. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's start with some My Chemical Romance. You know, this is what you know what they do to guys like us in prison.
In the center of a restaurant, they say, come with your arms raised high. Well, they're never gonna get me. Like a bullet through a flock of doves to wage this war against your faith in me. Your life will we
motion, be at loggerheads with Chris, like Chris was crisp, like Chris was crisp. This woman used to live and bathe and breathe and be murdered. Bathe and breathe and be murdered.
Like this, like this, like this.
Show yourself.
Can you see?
You are listening to CFR CFM 101.9 FM in Kingston, also available